You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Huddersfield Man City, another of the Saturday 3 o'clock games. Huddersfield 11-2, the draw 7-2, and Man City are 4-9. Huddersfield are absolutely flying at the minute. Yeah. They were superb in victories against Brighton and pretty good against Leeds as well a few weeks ago. They are, well, they're coming off the back of a last-minute winner away at Rotherham. Granted, Man City are in decent form now as well. They've had a real boost in recent weeks. I'm surprised this one isn't televised, to be honest, Eric, because this could be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, it is. Saturday 3 o'clock in the FA Cup these days is for the real rank bad fixtures, and this looks a good one. My worry here, of course, is that both sides will probably have other things on their mind. Huddersfield, of course, really closing the gap on the top two in the Championship. You know, looking for a playoff spot looked the best they could hope for a few weeks ago, and now automatic promotion is within their sights. Great run they're on. Absolutely unbelievable. City have shown a bit of form too, but they've got a massive game coming up next week against Monaco in the Champions League. So, you know, are they going to be fully at it? 4-9 away from home doesn't make any appeal here. Huddersfield 11-2, I think it's a bit short, to be honest. And I know they're flying. I know they're only in the Championship, only one division lower. But I thought I'd get a bit more than that. Really, I'm really struggling to know what to do with this fixture. I don't think either side would want to draw. Huddersfield are playing Reading on Tuesday, I think, in a big, big fixture for them. Don't know what to do. Really don't know what to do. And what I probably will do, if forced to have a bet in this, I'll probably just go for a goal scorer. And I'd imagine Sterling. Do you think Sterling will play? I think he's looking so dangerous to City. I'm going to vote for him to get on the score sheet.
Okay. Sterling to score then. Obviously, we will wait on team news, but Sterling 7-4. Any time. I mean, this does present an opportunity, doesn't it, Tom, for some of the fringe players, the likes of Iheanacho and Nolito and Navas to come in and maybe perform. But I think the issue is that at certain stages of the season, when they have had the opportunity, they haven't really grasped it.
No, they haven't. And it's probably no surprise that in the last round of the competition down at Palace, you know, Kompany, Sagna, Cliche, Kolarov, Silva, Touré, Delph, Sterling, Sane, Jesus, they all played. I mean, that's a pretty strong side, you know, give or take three or four players. And I don't think Pep Guardiola will do anything differently. I think he'll go strong, you know, I say strong. He'll certainly play a team that I think could easily win this game. And I say easily win this game because, albeit Huddersfield are flying, there's one notable loss for them, and it's Aaron Moy in midfield. The Australian player who is on loan from Manchester City obviously can't play. And without him, I mean, his stats is, you know, for sort of the football hipsters out there, he's the man, isn't he? Because he makes Huddersfield tick. He does everything for them. He sets the tempo of the play. And without him, and he's barely missed any games this season, despite flying around the world and playing for Australia at times, without him, I would never back Huddersfield, probably against anybody, certainly not a Manchester City side that are finding a little bit of form. And I think they'll be functional in this one. And I think Huddersfield will leave it open. The other thing from Huddersfield's point of view, reading some comments from their owner, Dean Hoyle, he's effectively said in public, this is not, I mean, I know he's stating the obvious, but it's unusual for somebody publicly to say it, you know, an owner of a club, where he's basically said, this is nowhere near a priority for us. This, you know, we are all about Tuesday night, and I think Huddersfield will have to put that in mind. So I think Manchester City win, because I think even with 5, 6, 7 changes, they'll be too strong for him. Yaya Toure might get a look in, always worth a look for me, 7-4 any time, but ultimately I think Man City win this and probably cover a couple of goals here. City -2 is 11-4.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.